If you have your Bible, turn tonight to Acts chapter 2. Praise the Lord. Acts chapter 2. We'll begin reading tonight. Let's begin at verse 29 so we can tie it all together and help you to make it make sense. And Peter's talking to the congregation here, and he says, "Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulcher is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet, knowing that God has sworn with an oath to him, that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne." I want to say David's throne was an earthly throne. Amen. He's seeing this before spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we all are witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has shed forth this which ye now see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens. He saith himself, "The Lord saith unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand until I make thy foes thy footstool. Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ." Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Then Peter said unto them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children, and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call." And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, "Save yourselves from this untoward generation." Then they that gladly received his word were baptized. In the same day were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men, as every man had need. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to church daily such as should be saved. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, we preached last Wednesday night on the Lord, and that He was our hope. We preached on our hope. And the only hope we have is in the Lord. If we're putting our hope in anything else, we're missing the mark. Amen. You're going to end up in a hopeless situation. But praise God, when we put our hope in the Lord, then the Lord begins to do things, praise God, that we never imagined could be done in our lives. And as we see Luke writing here in Acts chapter 2, we see him that he's beginning to put some things together and begin to get a direction that he wants to go for the church. He's beginning to put this thing in the right perspective. That's the word I was hunting for. Sometimes my mind won't, my mouth won't say it, but my mind won't think it, amen? But we begin to see the perspective that he's starting to put the church, amen? Starting to show us, praise God, that there's a way that God has set aside from the beginning, before the foundation of the world, praise God, that he wants us to go, and he's promised that he'll help us to get there. And to thank God for the end result, the destination, praise the Lord. So he begins to give us that guidance ship. And what we see here, and I want to preach for just a little bit tonight on this talk. You know, we just come out of revival a few weeks ago, and well, what a blessing it was. And I want to preach just a little while on the church revived, amen? The church revived. The church coming out, praise God, with joy in its heart. And I got to thinking, I was sitting over there yesterday and today, and I began to look at this, and I began to think about it, and I began to realize and recognize there's a good God of glory that loves us, amen? And he's given us so much to be thankful for, amen? And we see how we begin to, what takes place here as Peter's a preaching, as the fellows are a preaching, praise God, at the day of Pentecost, and we see God a moving in a mighty way. I want to say, hey, listen, that we may be downhearted today, but I want to say God's still moving in a mighty way. I mean, these folks being saved left and right, it may not be right here around us, but praise God, these folks around the world, praise God, it's being saved in great multitudes. In the Philippines, boy, them little boys are doing work. Pray God, there's thousands being saved. In China, there's thousands of Chinese being saved every day. Amen. God's a doing a mighty work. And I think it's because we've been faithful and we've sent so many missionaries, praise God, the word's being spread abroad. I think when Brother David, it's about time we start calling up some back home. Amen. Start getting some around here, praise God, to begin to magnify and uplift the good God of glory. Amen. But you know what? I believe that's our job. Amen. I want to say that the church has stirred, a church of revival, praise God. We begin to realize some things. Amen. Just like they did here in verse 31 through 36. Now won't you watch it? They begin to realize a Redeemer. Amen. They begin to realize a Redeemer. They begin to realize that they was one that came, praise God. And he said that all of Israel could know, that they would all know, that they could know. Amen. Ain't you glad, praise God, it's a no-so salvation. Amen. Praise God, they begin to realize the Redeemer. If we begin to ever realize the Redeemer, praise God, if we ever begin to realize our blessed hope, praise God, it'll give us another gear. Amen. We'll come out of there with, we'll get rid of the pout and come out with a shout. Amen. Praise God. Realize we've been bought with a price. Praise God. Amen. Not only did they realize the Redeemer, they recognized the reality. Verse 36. Hey, he said, ye have crucified him. Amen. Well, I tell you what, don't you know how that struck home? Amen. They realized the reality, recognized the reality, praise God, that had taken place, that they had done that. I want to say if we could ever realize, recognize the reality that we was the ones that crucified our Savior. Amen. It was us, praise God, that was driving those nails into those hands. It was us that was driving those spikes into his feet. It was us that pierced his side. Just old sinners, amen. Me and you. Not only did they realize the Redeemer, but they recognize the reality. They reacted with reasoning. Amen. In 37, the first part of that, he said they were pricked in their hearts. Amen. They reacted with reasoning. They realized, praise God, hey, you know what? This thing's real. We had a part in it, praise God. And he said it, they were pricked in their heart. You know what that was? That's Holy Ghost conviction. Amen. Till a man, a woman, boy, girl is pricked in her heart with Holy Ghost conviction, you can't ever realize the direction that you need to go to. You can't ever recognize the change that needs to be made. But praise God, when the Holy Ghost of God pricks your heart, shows you you're an old sinner needing of a Savior, praise God, that's the first step. That's where we begin to do about face and we start changing our lives. It makes me wonder about people when they come and they make a profession, get up and go away, popping their blow gum, and there's never no change. Amen? When I got saved that Wednesday night, 1976, I have like Brother Rex, I didn't always live like I should, praise God, but they was Holy Ghost convicts on my life, praise God, that would draw me and say, hey, listen, son, that's wrong. Amen? Amen? He showed me the error of my ways. That my ways wasn't his ways. Praise God. And he'd bring me back around. So not only did they react in reasoning, but they reached for what was right. Verse 37, he said, what shall we do? Amen. That's what I done, praise God. That's what Paul done on the road to Damascus. Amen. When that bright light shone, praise God, and he fell on his face, couldn't even look, praise God, for the brightness of the light in that place, brighter than the noonday sun. And he said, Lord, what would you have me to do? Amen. Praise God. They reached for what was right. They said, what do we need to do? They said, just point us. Well, I would to God you go out witness and talk to people and they'd just fall on their face and so in repentance and say, what do I need to do? And you just break open the lids of this blessed old book, praise God, and say, well, this is what God says that you got to do to be saved. Amen. Wouldn't it be a whole lot easier to do that than to fight it? Amen. Wouldn't it be a whole lot easier to just get on God's side from the beginning? Amen. Praise God, Brother Rex, I wish I'd have stayed on God's side. Amen. I wish I'd have never went against the Word of God, against the things of God. Amen. Hey, listen, youngest, praise God, just stay with the Lord. Amen. It's a better place. Amen. That way you look back on your life and you don't have no regrets. Amen. Praise God. They reached for what was right. They said, what shall we do? Not only that, but they received reproofs. Amen. Verse 38, it said, repent. Amen. So Peter said, say, what do you do? He said, repent. Amen. Repent of your sinfulness, praise God. Repent before God and receive the Lord Jesus. Amen. Repent of your rebellion. Praise God. And notice what else takes place. They retreated to repentance. Amen. Praise God. Verse 38 said they retreated to repentance. Now I got to think, I like to play with words. When I got done doing this, I got to think about this. And you know what he is talking about is a realizing and recognizing, reacting by reaching and receiving to the point of retreat. Amen. But when you go on the other side of that, you realize what he was talking and retreating for. Said he was retreating to a redeemer, to reality, and in his reasoning that was right, took the reproof, praise God, under repentance. Amen. You won't find that in a book. Praise God. Amen. But praise be to God. Well, don't that just line up with God? Don't that just line up, praise God, to where we need to be? Amen. A church in revival, a church stirred, praise God, will begin to mess with you. Praise God. It'll begin to mess with your old filthy life the way you used to be and bring you to right thinking. Amen. To begin to realize, praise God, that we need some help. And that help is in the Lord. Amen. So they come back. Now, I'm talking about a church revived. I'm talking about a church that was stirred up. Praise the Lord. Amen. Verse 38, the Bible tells us they repented and received the Holy Ghost. Amen. When they came to realize, when they came to repentance, they received some help. Amen. See what happens? I think what's wrong with America, what's wrong with the world, what's wrong with our churches today, we think within ourselves, well, I'm never going to be able to do good. That's what Paul said, that I would, I do not, and that I would not, that I do. That's what he thought. But he said, praise God through Christ Jesus, my Lord, amen. He said, he enables me to do right when I do wrong. He said, there's a force that moves in. Praise God. He said, we're given the Holy Ghost of God whenever we became born again children. Amen. The Holy Ghost of God moves in and he takes up his abode. Hey, what are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying your thinking changes. Amen. You begin to think differently. Praise God. He makes that promise to all generations, the Bible says. To each and every, and you know what? He's still making the same promise today. You say, how does he do that? Because he don't change. Amen. He's same yesterday and forever, praise God. If he offered you a promise, the Holy Spirit of God, it's still there today. When we receive unto repentance, praise God. Accepting Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Praise His holy name. We see revival stirring up, praise God. These folks, amen, they begin to get help. And that help began to come from the Lord. Glory be to God. On that day of Pentecost, praise God, there was 3,000 birthed into the family of God. See, they come to realization that the law couldn't save them. See, on the day that the law come, there was 3,000 died. Amen? But praise God, on the day of Pentecost, there was 3,000 made alive in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. See, the law can't save, praise God, but Jesus can. Praise God, they come to realization of what was taking place. And notice what it says in verse 40. He said, with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. He said, get out of the perversion and the rebellion. Amen. That's what the world is. It's just a bunch of perversion and rebellion. Rebelling against, I ain't ever seen such a mess. I got on my charter, they called a while back and said, it's time for you to renew and we're going to up your thing to way up there somewhere or another. And I called them back, I said, no, you're not. I said, I can't do that. I told you, this is what I can pay, this is what I'm going to pay. And we haggled around there for not long. I told them, I said, well, just go ahead and cancel my service. Amen. When they get telling me, well, this is what you're going to do, I said, no, I don't have to have your service. Amen. Kind of like buying a car. Amen. They have to sell them, but I don't have to buy them. Amen. They get on my bad side, I'll go somewhere else. Amen. My wife will too ask that salesman. But I haggled with them over the charter, and I said, no, this is not. And they said, well, okay, we let you keep what you got, but they cut my channels. I said, well, that's okay. I said, I don't want to watch nothing but Hallmark and the news and the History Channel, I mean. I said, that's all I need. So they cut them. I think I got about 10 or 11 stations, all I got left. But I ain't paying no more. Amen. Praise God. I ain't paying no more. Praise God, I can't. Where it was. Amen. So I see when they begin to try to dictate to me and say, well, this is what you're going to do. Pray God. I want to say, good God of glory, amen. Amen. He allows us to go through and to do some things, pray God, for His glory. And He gives us what we're able to do and what we can't do, pray God. And He moves us out of situations and circumstances and puts us back, praise God, where He wants us to be. Praise the Lord. He begins to show us some things through His Word. It's untoward generation. And what I was going to say with that, when we got the stations, they said, well, because you're going to stay with us, we're going to throw in a channel. I said, okay, fine. They throwed in HBO. I didn't know what it was. I never watched it. So I got on there one night. I said, hey, wait a minute. Nothing was on. I said, we got HBO. That's a home box office. They ought to be a movie. Boy, was there a movie. I clicked it on and I clicked it off. Ain't been back since. Amen. Hey, it's filthiness. It's perversion. Amen. It's wickedness in the highest order. And they're putting it right up. Boy, if you ain't got parental guidance on your television, you better get it on there. Amen. Your kids will be watching stuff it ought to be in a Playboy magazine. God help the wickedness that's on that thing. We have that perversion, amen. It's all over the place. He said, save yourselves from this underworld generation. He said, then they, now watch this, that gladly received His Word. Amen. Hey, he said, when they was folks there that gladly received the Word of God, amen, something began to happen, praise the Lord, and then they were baptized for the glory of God. Amen. God took them out of a situation and put them in a different place. Bless His holy name. That's what He does. Amen. Glory be to God. He moves us from one situation, a bad situation, and puts us in a better situation. Amen. You say, preacher, we don't always have it real easy. We won't always have it real easy. Amen. We're going to work and get it by the sweat of our brow, by blood, sweat, and tears. But praise God, one of these days, glory be God, it'll be all joy. Amen. Amen. We're looking for that day of all joy. We ain't looking for what we have right here. Amen. Praise the Lord. And unto them about 3,000, and were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Amen. It was birthed into the family of God. Amen. In a day. Praise God. Why? Because they was some people that was willing to listen to God. Amen. When we get to listen to God, souls get saved. Praise the Lord. But now notice what he says in verse 22, said that they continued. Amen. They continued with the Lord. They continued steadfastly with the Lord. Amen. He said they continued. You know what happened, Brother Rex, when they continued? They continued in the Lord steadfastly. And it says over there in about Acts chapter 17 down to verse 6. He said, praise God. They said they turned the world. They was turning the world upside down. Amen. Praise God. The world didn't know what to do with them. Didn't know how to act with them. Didn't know how to react with them. Praise God. They was turning the world upside down for the glory of God. Amen. Why? Because they continued with the Lord. They didn't quit. They didn't back up. Glory to God. They stayed with what was right. Amen. They stirred up a spirit of revival. They kept it going. Amen. Amen. They was persuasion. They was persistence there that kept them going in the right direction. We need a little bit of persuasion and a little bit of persistence, praise God, to stay going in the right direction. I'm afraid we get a little bit of a stirring down in here, praise God, and the next thing you know, we get dissuaded. Amen. We get discouraged. But praise God, just keep praising the Lord. Amen. You say, preacher, I don't feel like, well, do it anyway, the feeling will come, amen. Hey, praise God, we've got a blessed hope, a promise. We're not running on feeling, we're running on promise. Amen. Praise the Lord, we're running on promise. So they had a persuasion and a persistence. Amen. How come they were so discerned? How could they stay going in the right direction? He said, because of the Word of God. He said they got hooked up on the apostles' doctrine. Amen. They got a hold of that Word of God, and that Word of God got a hold of them, praise God, and they wasn't about to let loose. They held on to it, praise God. They said, hey, praise God, we found a winning combination. I want to say, praise God, when you get a hold of God and God gets a hold of you through His Word, praise God, you've got a winning combination. Don't let nobody tell you any different, praise God. That'll work. Amen. It'll make you prosperous. You believe that? In Joshua chapter 1, in verse 8, Moses was telling Joshua, preparing him to go in the land. Amen. And he had told Joshua, praise God, he said, God's going to take over. God's going to begin to do marvelous things through you, son. And in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, he said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and then shalt thou have good success. Amen. He said, you'll be successful. But he didn't stop there. He said, have not I commanded thee? He said, be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Amen. Praise God. He said, haven't I told you, praise God, I'm going to give you good success. I'm going to make you prosperous. And praise God, when you get through with the journey, I'm going to be there with you. Glory. Hallelujah. I'm glad I got a Savior that's going to be with me. Glory to God. He's not going to leave me. Amen. You're going to stay in the fight all the way to the end of the way. He said they got hooked up in the apostles' doctrine. Amen. They was prosperous and successful, praise God, because they stayed with the stuff. Not only did they stay with the apostles' doctrine, but they stayed in the fellowship. Now that fellow, in a Koine Greek, that word fellowship is the same word as communion. Amen. They stayed in communion one with another. Just like we're to have communion with our Lord until He comes back. Amen. To stay in that communion, our standing together with the Lord, our standing together with each other, praise God, till the end of the way. Amen. We have to stand together lest we fall. Amen. I've heard so many people, Brother Scott, they say, well, you know what? I don't need the church. I can stand by myself. And one fellow said, well, he said, yes, and I'm rooted in the Word. I stand by myself. He said, I'm just like a big old redwood tree. You've seen them great old big redwood tree? Boy, they're big and stout and strong. But you know what? He missed it. Have you ever heard of stuff about the redwood tree? Redwood tree is big and strong and sturdy, but they're not very stable. If they stand in line, the least little wind, a good moderate wind, will blow them down. You know why? Because the roots don't run very deep. The roots are close to the top of the ground. But you know what? The secret to those redwood trees, why they get so big and why they're so strong and so powerful? Because they stand in groves. Amen? They stand in groves and their roots intertwine. Hello? Their roots grow together. In order to take one of them down, you've got to take them all down. Amen? What he said here, say praise God. He said we need fellowship as long as we stay in communion. Glory be to God. As long as we stay rooted in ground word of God, we stay strong and we stay together and nobody can separate us. Praise the Lord. They're like that big old redwood tree, praise God. We're interconnected in the Lord. Amen? That's the way it ought to be. You remember when you was a youngin' at home? Any of you have brothers or sisters? Amen? And you'd fight like cats and dogs. Amen? Oh, me? Huh? Am I the only honest one? Me and Mr. Beck, only one of the honest ones? We'd fight like cats and dogs. Amen? I mean, every day, every evening, I think we done it just for sport. But pray God, we get there on the bus or get school or something, and you let somebody else start picking on one of my brothers or something. Praise God, you had to fight us all. Amen. We come together. That's the way the church ought to be, praise God. We ought to stand together, praise the Lord. And if anybody tries to pick on one of us, Lord, give God, they ought to have to fight us all. Amen. We ought to be interconnected, praise God, in a common ground, praise the Lord, in the Lord Jesus Christ, and be so close-knit, praise God, that we ain't willing nothing to separate us. Amen. He said, what happened here? The church was in revival because they was knitted together. Amen. Because they were knitted together. They had fellowship. They had communion. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. It's kind of like the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I've been studying on the tabernacle. If you ain't ever studied tabernacle, you ought to study the tabernacle. It's an amazing thing. That tabernacle, when they begin to tell Moses how to build that tabernacle, the Lord began to lay out specific instructions. And when he was getting the boards for the
for the sides of the tabernacle. He said, I want you to make the board. He said, I want you to make them 10 cubits long. And he said, and I want you to make them a cubit and a half wide. And I got to reading, I thought, what in the world? A cubit and a half, that's an imperfect number. God don't deal in imperfect numbers. So I got to scratching my head and doing some research and begin to look at, amen. But what he said that board's 10 cubits long and it's a cubit and a half wide. And he said, that's your board. But he said, praise God, whenever he brings his board, praise God, they put them together. And these tenons are cut on the bottom, and those bottoms go in that brass sleeve, praise God, that holds them up, which represents separation from the earth, glory be to God. And when they come together, they no longer one and a half, but praise God, they're three. Boy, I got a hold of that. I about had me a spell. Amen. Glory be to God, the Trinity of God. Amen. When we can't come together, glory be to God, God can bring us together through His power. Put it together. And made it, took an imperfect something another and made it perfect. Hey, don't that sound like our Lord tonight? Praise God, that's what He does. You ought to go over there and study in Exodus chapter 36, I believe it is. Boy, what a blessing to your heart. Amen. All those symbols and things, the type of Lord Jesus Christ, where He's bond, amen, where He's showing His people to be bonded together. Amen. I wonder what happened, Brother Rick, to Israel if they had bonded together for a bit, like God wanted them to, like He was showing them to. They would have never failed. Amen. I don't know where we'd have got in that, because they'd been God's chosen people, they'd been perfect people. Amen. Praise God. We need that bonding experience. Glory be to God. Not only did they, it was its apostles' doctrine, fellowship, and communion, but he said it was in the breaking of bread. Amen. He's talking about that. He was talking about that communion and the seriousness of it. Amen. Do you realize how serious it is, the communion that we have? The fellowship is important. Amen. And we need to have fellowship. Hey, we need to have fellowship. We need to have, and I will say this, we need to have more prayer time. Amen, church. You hear? We need to have more altar time together. I mean, they ain't a family in here. It ain't affected somehow by that the devil's trying to destroy, tear up. Amen. I wonder what happened if we come together one mind, one accord, praise, in fellowship, in communion before the Lord. But we'd have to do some things first. Amen. He said, you don't go, In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, he said, hey, listen, said, if there's any ought in your heart, praise God, he said, you can't have communion. Amen. Said, you've done separate yourself. He said, before you bring your offering, before you bring your offering to the altar, amen. He said, you need to go, hey, if there's any ought in your heart against a brother, he said, you got to go fix that and then come make the offering. Amen. Praise God, we need to purify our hearts. Get things right with God. Amen. So we can have communion, praise the Lord, with the Lord in breaking of bread. Let me read that to you. I don't want to miss any of this. It was good. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, let's start verse 26. So for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till He come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. Amen. He said, but let a man examine himself. See, it's easy for us to look at other people and say, boy, they're not doing right. Or boy, they've done me wrong. Huh? But God don't tell us to judge him. God tells us we need to look at ourselves. Amen. Hey, listen, you husband, wife, you can't fight by yourselves. It takes two to tango. Amen. And what he says, we have to look at ourselves, praise God, and say, well, and I tell our people when I catch them, you need to look at yourself. What is your part in this? Amen. We have to take responsibility for our part. Amen. Do we have to answer for our part? Amen. I'm not going to stand before the Lord and give an account for somebody else. But I am going to have to come and give an account for Jeff Massey. I'm going to have to stand before my Lord, a just Lord, and pray God and give account for me. But he said, for he eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause, now watch this, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. He says, because we won't get things right, and God's a showing us, praise God. He said, these folks are going out of here prematurely. These folks, it's a dying when they don't really necessarily have to. Because they defy God on and on and on. And finally God says, that's enough. I've given you enough chances. Amen. But he said, and the ones that haven't died, he said, they're weak and sickly. Amen. He said, for if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord that we should not be condemned with the world. Amen. So we bow our head. He said, when you do this, when you have communion, he said, tarry one for another. Amen. So you can have the fellowship, praise God, when it's all over. That sweet communion with the Lord. I don't know about you. I wouldn't give nothing for fellowship and communion with God and God's people. I don't know. I love to be with you guys. Amen. You're my family. Amen. I appreciate each one. I love to be with you. I love to be at church. I love to be fellowshipping with you. Praise God. It's just a blessing from God. It puts my heart in a spirit of revival. Amen. We have a lot of good times. Amen. So he said that communion, that breaking of bread, communion that's serious before God. And then he said that prayer. Amen. You know, it's a commandment to pray. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 6, he said, when thou prayest. He didn't say if. He said, when thou prayest. In other words, we have a responsibility to pray. Amen. We have a responsibility to pray. And we have a responsibility to pray together. Amen. Did you know that? He said to pray in... You saw a preacher says to pray in your closet. It does. And he said, and Lord, here openly in the blessing. But he said, hey, listen. He said, we pray. We're commanded to pray. But he also said, we're commanded to pray together. In Matthew chapter 18, in verse 19. Well, verse 18, he says, verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Amen. He said, again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. So he says what we have here, not only did we say to keep up this spirit of revival is to have the apostles doctor the word of God in fellowship and communion and breaking of bread, but he said we've also got to pray. Amen. We got to continually pray. I want to ask you something. How's your prayer life? Huh? How much time do you spend for, I'm not talking about when you bow your head and say, Lord bless this food I'm about to eat. Huh? I'm not talking about that. I mean, I say it as your storm went. Lord bless this food I'm long eating. Huh? That's how most of our prayer life is. Amen. We need to take some time and pray. See God's face. Amen. See if He can help us. Ask Him to help us. He said, if two or three together, but He said, if we do it by ourselves and we come together. I got to thinking about this today. I wonder what happened if we start taking and say, well, we got this and this and this and that we know is lost. They got, maybe these children are lost. They need the Lord. And take maybe a part of a service and say, you know what? We're going to bring these three before the Lord. Amen? And God's people come together and on their behalf and we both begin to petition God for those three people. Amen? And then we take those back home, we write them down, and we take them back home, and we petition God. See, I can pray for them, but I can't petition them like the church can. And then maybe the next time we come together, we take three more. We come together corporately, praise God, and we pray to God for those souls. So they don't have to die and go to hell, lost out God. So if they'll come back, maybe they're wayward. God will get a hold of their hearts. Boy, what a difference it make. See, what was stirring a spirit of revival, praise God, is there was something happening in these lives. Amen. Said they had a breaking of bread communion, serious communion. They had prayer, praise God. Coming together, praying separately, praying corporately, praying together. Amen. But notice something else. The Bible says in verse 44 that, and all that believed were together and had all things common. I got to thinking about this. I say it all the time. It wasn't Pentecost, those 16 nations that's mentioned, the Pentecost. It said they heard the word of God. Amen. In their own language. See, it wasn't so much what Peter and them was saying. It's what those people were hearing. Amen. And what took place here, amen, well, a lot of times we misconstrue this. Because what happened is we see they 16 nations there, praise God, and folks, 3,000 people fell on their face and accepted God. Accepted Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible said they came together, amen, and had all things common. I didn't get this till the other day, and I got thinking about that. These people from all these different, 16 different nations, amen, were there in Jerusalem for Pentecost. And the Holy Ghost of God fell, people got saved. Brother Rick, they couldn't get on the 747, go back down to where they lived, put their stuff in a U-Haul and come back. Amen? Didn't have the capability. Praise God, they said, you know what? This is good. Praise God, there's a spirit of revival. He's a stirring my soul. Praise God, hey, I'm going to stay here in this. Glory be God. And you know what God's people did? They all became together, praise God, and they took care of each other. Amen? Amen? Bible said they had all things common. Now let me just say this. They were not practicing socialism. Amen? Socialism says, well, you know what? If you've got this and I need it, I'm going to take it. Communism says, well, you know what? If you've got this and we need it, the government, it's a dictator, and he says whatever you got, if he wants it, he'll take it. Amen? It's kind of like the fellows over in London, down there at that big park. What's the name of that big? Hyde Park. And said they have a thing there, and they come up and they got this big freedom of speech thing. See, they don't have the liberties that we have. And this fella several years ago come up to the podium. He was a communist, and he said the communist movement, praise God, needs to come into full effect. And he was a preaching his doctrine, and he looked and he seen a man, a impoverished looking man in an old ragged suit, and he said, if communism comes for a full fold, that man in that old tattered suit will get a new suit. But there was a man of God in the congregation that had a backbone like a saw log. And he said, sir, if the Lord Jesus Christ comes to London, that man will get a new body for that old suit. Amen. Praise be to God. Hey, we don't need communism or socialism, praise God, but we need communism. We need to have all things common, praise God. You know what's wrong with the churches today? Let me just tell you what's wrong with our church. You know what's wrong with our church? We've started reaching inside and we've quit reaching outside. Amen? Amen. Say amen or me. We've started reaching inside and we've quit reaching outside. If we ain't very careful, the church will fold in upon itself. Hey, they say, listen, I'm just telling you this because these three churches within Rockthorne, praise God, it's just about to close the doors. You know why? Because they started reaching inside. They had a little hiccup, had a little bit of bubble, and they started worrying about keeping the lights on and doing this and keeping this program up and that program up and doing this and doing that, and they started reaching inside the church. Praise God, and quit reaching outside the church, and God will never honor that. Amen. If we don't keep reaching out, praise God, amen, with these missionaries and in the community and helping folks, praise God. Hey, why do you think God blessed Stony Fork Baptist Church in these last days we live? Because we're reaching out, praise God, into this community. Amen. You know what you know why churches is closing the door? Because we're going out 10, 15, 20 miles away and trying to recruit people for church. Amen. Trying to recruit them, bring them in. You know what the church used to be for? The community. Amen. The church used to be for the community that was in. Amen. And if we ain't going around and inviting the folks in the community when we see them to the house of God, amen, and rejoicing with them. I mean, I'm talking about asking them with a smile. Say, glory be to God, you ought to come up to Stony Fork. We're having a time. Amen. You know, preacher, I ain't really enjoying it. Well, tell them you are anyway, praise God. Amen. You get the talent, and after a while, you'll believe it. Amen. You know what? We'll get to getting in. See, I think we spend too much time, folks. We spend too much time looking to get out instead of looking to get in. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm not here to get out. I'm here to get in. The church revived. Praise God. How does the church? Because they said they was doing these things for the glory of God. He said they had all these things common. Praise God. He said, They sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need. You know, that's why God blesses so much. Praise God, because you reach out and you begin to help others. Amen. We begin to help others. We begin to tell others. Begin to share the gospel with others. Amen. Begin to take old sinners, praise God, and throw them a lifeline to pull them up out of the pit. Amen. And God begins to honor that, and He begins to bless that, praise God. And the next thing you know, all glories come down. Amen. And you're the church is stirred again. Praise God. I don't know about you. I'm not going to give up my spirit of revival. Amen. Praise God. I'm just going to stay. I'm going to continue in the doctrine, the Word of God, and in fellowship, breaking the bread and just praying, seeking God's face. Amen. Desiring Him. Amen. Realizing, praise God, He is a blessed Redeemer. Glory be God. And He holds the keys to it all. Amen. I don't keep myself. Amen. He keeps me. And He does a pretty good job when I let Him. Amen. When we put our faith and trust in the Lord. So that's what they did. Luke's telling us here, what he's telling us here, said these people come together in one mind, one accord, 120 in the upper room, praise God, and they shook the whole world. Amen. And then folks, they said 3,000 was birthed to the family of God in one day. Amen. 3,000 got in. And then such as the Lord would give, boy, each day, folks was getting in. Amen. They'd get in. They said, come on in here, praise God. Get in on some of this. Amen. So get in here on this. Praise God. Get in under the fountain and let it just run over on you. He said, because it's good. Amen. Having that communion with the Lord. Having those things common with each other. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Let me ask you, have you got things common with the church? Huh? You got things common with church? You love the fellowship. You love the communion. You love to pray together. Amen. Well, I tell you, it's a blessing from God that we have this ability. There's places all over the world that would kill to be able to be where you are tonight. Amen. To have an opportunity to sit together with God's people. I mean, these places in China, they're taking and tearing out pages of the Word of God so that they'll have one page of God's Word and they take it and share it in secret. I mean, in basements by candlelight so they don't get caught. And we got all this liberty that we have and we take it for granted. Why? Because we don't come with all things common. Amen. We ought to come with all things common saying, Lord, we need help and we need it from You. Amen. We're coming together, one mind, one accord. Amen. If Brother Rex has got somebody that's lost, somebody that needs a saving, praise God, we ought to come along beside him and say, Lord, please help Brother Rex, bless his family, touch his children, whatever the object is. Amen. And when it comes together, we ought to come together in one mind, one accord. And say, you know what, God? We've got some problems. We've got some... And Lord, but we know You're big enough. Amen. Praise the Lord. We know You're big enough. I was thinking yesterday, actually, today too. I think when we come together for a Wednesday night prayer meeting, amen, I believe we ought to take some time together around this altar, maybe take a few petitions and bring them to God and say, Lord, we need help. We need help. We have an object. We want to bring it to You. Boy, I believe God would bless that. I believe God would honor that. And I believe God, you know what that's doing? When you're taking those souls that's out there in the community, He said, you're reaching outside. Amen. We're not reaching inside, but we're reaching outside saying, Lord, please compel them to come in. Touch their hearts. Save them, Lord. Get them out of that mess they're living and put them on a solid foundation. Boy, I tell you, and God's just listening to hear that. He's just listening to hear from the pleas of His people. And the Bible says He inclines His ear. Amen. Listening.